All right, no further questions.
Okay. All right, hang on. Do you want counsel me?
No, I have no questions.
All right, okay. Thank you.
Yeah, and Harold
Wolfenstein. All right. Could we, Your Honor, I wonder if we might leave the film out, because I do want to refer to the film.
Could you scroll it back to where...
Yeah. I'll just say.
All right, well, he's doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you identify yourself for the record, sir?
I'm Harold Wolf, resident of Framingham.
And where in Framingham do you live, sir?
65 Delmar Avenue.
And I want to call your attention to the evening of December 6, 2008. Where were you? What were you doing?
I was at that same gang forum at St. Tartius Auditorium there, and I was one seat away from Joe Rizzoli.
And did you observe the encounter that was just described?
Yes, I did.
Can you tell the court what you observed and what you heard and saw?
I saw Pranzo approach Joe Rizzoli and grab Joe Rizzoli's camera, and there was a wrestling going on for about 15 seconds. And unfortunately, I did not record the event, even though I had a camera at the time.
Did Mr. Joseph Rizzoli do anything to attract Mr. Pranzo's attention? Did he say anything to him?
Nope, he did not. Not say anything.
Did he gesture to him in any way?
Nope, no gestures, no words. Pranzo just came on in.
Father Pranzo, did he simply walk over to...
Yes, he did.
Joseph, unprovoked?
Unprovoked.
And what did he say, if you recall?
I don't remember anything that he said myself. He just grabbed Rizzoli's camera.
And then what happened after that event? What did you observe?
And then I saw Ken Ferguson come up from behind Pranzo and pull him off with both hands, because it was getting to be a pretty violent struggle.
Okay, by struggle, what do you mean?
In other words, I actually saw Joe Rizzoli's rear end get lifted from the seat from the pulling from Pranzo. I mean, you know, he was being lifted off the seat. So, had it gone on, I guess they would have ended up on the floor.
Again, it's the same.
Anything else?
Well, I would like to make a comment about Mr. Ferguson when we came into the room to testify at the first magistrate. Ken Ferguson grabbed me by the wrist before entering the room and asked me whether I had been at the event. So Ferguson couldn't even remember that I had been there 3 feet away from him when he pulled off Pranzo.
And what did you say to Mr. Ferguson at that time?
I said, yes, I was. Well, thank you very much.
I don't think so, Your Honor. I think it shows that there is an atmosphere in this court that is unduly protective of Father Pranzo.
What were the words by the deputy just before you went into the hearing?
He asked me whether I had been at the event. And I said, yes, I was. Thank you very much.
I'm not sure what I should extract from that. I mean, how many people were in this hall altogether?
I guess since this was before coming into the magistrate's room, there were probably, 50 people that could have seen that. However, I don't know how many actually saw it.
Why ask him? But, you know, he's a witness coming to give testimony. Why should the police be putting his hands on a witness and asking him a question like that? Asking him a question is the job of the clerk magistrate. That's my sense of it, Your Honor.
All right. Thank you. Any questions?
Yes. Could you explain again, please, where Mr. Rizzoli was relative to the Mr. Rizzoli that was holding the camera? Could you explain where he was at the time you observed Father Pranzo?
I was one seat on Joe Rizzoli's left, and Jim Rizzoli was right next to.
And he came up in front of him and grabbed the camera.
Pranzo just came up.
Right up and faced him and grabbed the camera.
Right.
Is that right?
Thank you.
That's all.
All right. Thank you.
That is it, Your Honor. All right. I believe that is sufficient probable cause, sir. So.
All right. Would you like to put on evidence?
Yes, I would, Your Honor. First, I'd like to call Deputy Chief Ferguson, if I may.
All right.
I want to go back to the seat, Mr. Rizzoli.
Good Good morning, Chief. Could you identify yourself, please, for the record?
Deputy Chief Ken Ferguson, Framingham Police, Framingham, Massachusetts.
Directing your attention to December 6th in the evening at St. Cecilia's Church, could you simply relate to the court what you observed and the circumstances under which you observed it and the actions which you took, if any?
We were having a presentation. We have a high-risk youth presentation that we do about 12 or 15 times a year to educate the public. And during the
That's why I'm wondering. Why would these more major news stations want to come to something that's presented 12 to 15 times a year? It sounds like a completely not noteworthy event.
Yeah, we do it about 12 to 15 times a year for different audiences, you know, to educate adults in Framingham about high-risk.
So the major networks from Boston come out to each 12 to 15 times you present these seminars?
No.
Were these other major networks there?
There were three or four other networks there. I don't recall exactly which networks were there, sir, but the other were.
So it'll be a mystery forever as to why they decided to show up that night?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Would you just relate, please?
During the presentation, I observed Father Pranzo went to the gym, and he began walking towards the Rizzolis who were filming. And we had conversation prior about filming. We had two conversations. One when Father Pranzo was present prior to this event occurring.
Well, who was part of the conversation?
The first conversation, Father Pranzo was, you know, part of the conversation. He didn't want filming to occur at all at this presentation. During the second conversation, Father Pranzo wasn't there. I believe Mike Brown from MICA and the other priest, excuse me, I don't recall his name, were there, and we agreed that we were going to allow filming because it was a public meeting. So when Father Pranzo entered, he began walking towards the Rizzolis, and I felt that you know, he was going to ask them not to film because he wasn't present for the second conversation. So as he began walking towards the Rizzolis, I began walking in that direction as well. And we got there. Father Pranzo got there a little bit before me, but he confronted the Rizzolis, and I don't even recall his exact words, but told them he didn't want them to film. As I got there, I placed my right hand. I think the video shows I placed my right hand on Mr. Rizzoli's back. He faced me. I said, "Father, it's a public meeting. We're going to allow them to film." He said, "Okay," and we walked away from where the Rizzolis were.
Chief, did you at any time see him strike or push or grab Mr. Rizzoli?
No, I never observed him to touch anybody.
Was he in your sight from the time he approached Mr. Rizzoli until the time you walked him away?
Yes.
I have nothing further.
All right.
Did you have any conversations with Father Pranzo between that event and to this date?
Yes.
And were any of the conversations about this testimony that you gave today?
No.
So you didn't rehearse your testimony today with anybody?
No.
You didn't discuss with Mr. Lovely here what your testimony would be today? It wasn't rehearsed?
No.
In any way? You didn't go over your testimony with anyone else?
Driving to this courthouse, I believe I talked with Mr. Suso. We drove together. He was at the last hearing, and we did speak of, you know, what had occurred. But my conversation with Father Pranzo was just to put him at ease because he was upset about this event. We never talked about the content of my testimony. And other than saying hello this morning, I had no conversation with Mr. Lovely today.
Now, you heard the testimony of Harold Wolf earlier this morning.
Yes, I did.
Okay. Is there anything about that testimony you would contradict?
Is there anything about the testimony that would contradict?
Well, hang on one sec. Well, hang on one sec. Prior courts have ruled on... Your question does not address what usually comes up. What oftentimes happens is that attorneys will say, "Well, you heard the testimony of so-and-so. Are you saying that he's lying?" That's forbidden.
Okay.
However, you may confront a witness with another witness's differing account. Confronting a witness with a conflicting account may cause the witness to change his testimony. So you may say, did you hear Mr. Wolf's testimony? Yes, I did. Would that cause you in any way to change your testimony? That's permissible.
So do you want an answer from him or not?
Okay.
Your Honor, if I may, he hasn't been asked the question as to, he hasn't even referred to anything that took place outside the courtroom. Just in consistent with your prior instruction, he can ask him if it changes his testimony. His right. testimony has not yet occurred relative to anything that took place outside the courtroom.
Well, no.
The
only testimony Mr. Wolf said there was an assault. So he's allowed to confront this witness.
That was not the question.
That's why I'm saying he would have to go back and lay the foundation and then ask the question.
I'm going to call your attention to the to February 3rd of this year, sir. Were you in this courthouse on that date?
The day of the hearing, yes.
Yes, okay. Did you have a conversation with Harold Wolf that day?
Yes, I did.
And what was that conversation?
I asked him if he was testifying as a witness to the hearing.
Why did you ask him?
Because we were trying to control who was coming into the hearing room. There was a large group out front. Mr. Brigham was there, and Mr. Brigham was also standing at the door, and we were just trying to get the people into the room that had something to do with the hearing. And Mr. Wolf was coming in. I did put my hand on his arm. I said, "Are you testifying in this?" He said, "Yes, I am," and I allowed him to go.
So you were controlling access to the hearing room, and you were also a witness in that hearing room?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so you had two roles at that hearing.
I was assisting Mr. Brigham with the order.
And were you subpoenaed to attend that hearing?
No.
So you came voluntarily?
Yes.
Who asked you to come?
Mike Brown.
Who is Mike Brown?
Mr. Brown is a member of MICA right here. He called and asked if I would attend the hearing today.
Okay. Did you do it before? No. Presence on February 3rd.
Yes. He called and asked me if I would attend that hearing.
Okay. Did you ever discuss any of your testimony with Mr. Brown?
We discussed what had happened. I wouldn't call it rehearsing my testimony.
Oh, but you did discuss the events?
Yes.
So you gave your version of events to Mr. Brown before you came and you testified at the hearing?
Yes.
Do you have any idea why Father Prazo might not have wanted the Rizzoli brothers to have their cameras operating during the seminar?
Well, sustained unless Father Pranza made a specific statement to you.
No, he never made a specific statement to me as why he didn't want people to record any of the meetings. But I knew that he didn't want anybody to record.
I have no further questions of this witness. Thank you.
All right. Further on. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Do you have other witnesses?
Yes, I do, Your Honor. If you would, Mr. Suso. Good morning. Could you identify yourself for the court, please?